MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Well, geothermal energy would be incentivized using state money by a New Mexico House bill that passed the full chamber this week and moved on to the Senate for further consideration in the final week of the legislative session. House Bill 91 would send $25 million from the state's general fund to two newly created funds to finance geothermal projects. Geothermal energy uses heat pulled from underground to the surface, generating electricity and viewed as a renewable energy, an alternative to fossil fuels. The first fund created by the bill would be a non-reverting geothermal projects development fund that will be administered by the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department. One man died, a family member hospitalized after a car leaves the roadway crashing into a golf course. Roswell police responded to the crash at about 5 last Thursday afternoon. The car traveling eastbound on West 8th Street when it left the roadway went through a chain link fence. That car entered Nancy Lopez Golf Course where it rolled over at least once, hitting a tree. This caused the car to hit another tree, stopping upright. According to Roswell police, the crash left 40-year-old Joshua Medina of Roswell dead at the scene. He was ejected. Roswell investigators found Medina not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Well, don't forget Vines in the Pines, President's Day weekend this weekend in Ruidoso Convention Center. The date's February 17th and 18th. Time is noon to 6. It's a festival held at the Ruidoso Convention Center. Great opportunity to indulge in some New Mexico wine tasting, enjoying local arts, crafts, food, boutique vendors, and local brews available for those who aren't wine drinkers. Again, Vines in the Pines, President's Day weekend this weekend at Ruidoso Convention Center. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.